Cliff Central.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Futurology Show. I'm so happy to say that I have B2 back with me. How's it going?
Hey, good new man.
Yeah, good man. Oh, you finished bunking from last week.
Yeah, and you the week before.
And so you the week before.
Fair is fair, eh?
I Skyped in, though.
You did, actually, yes.
I did. But I made a plan, and the hot sunshine to still join
I had to
you.
Keep the wheels of industry turning, so
you're all welcome. Good. Hopefully it was worth gazillions of rands. Or dollars.
It was close.
Not euros. Anyway, cool. So we've got a guest in studio, which
yes.
I'll introduce just now. It's quite a special day today. It's Mandela's
Happy Mandela Day.
Remember Day, yeah. Mandela Day. Yeah. So
very
I don't
cool.
know if you guys have got anything planned. What's the campaign normally? It's the 67. It's all got to do with 67. 67
correct.
Seconds,
yeah.
Minutes, years. Dollars.
Yeah, we've got a charity that we support quite a bit, and they've got an exercise happening where they take 67 square feet or square meters and they fill it up with donations and stuff for the charity.
Oh, that's quite cool.
So we're going to wait and see what's left over and just see how we can help out.
That's excellent. Okay, well, there's a nice idea. Yeah, we're doing the 67-minute thing over the course of the week.
Oh, so cool.
We're
making sandwiches and stuff.
Well, all kinds of things. We'll just have different causes.
Nice.
As in, it's one of those like unplanned plans. So we've dedicated the time. We've got a little board that's going to track it. But it's a case of, well, whatever presents itself that deserves time, we're just going to do it.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
It goes out. So we'll chat about next week.
It's amazing how the man's still got an impact, eh?
It is.
It's really
it's
cool.
actually incredible. In amongst all the other weird and wonderful things that are going on at the moment.
For sure.
So not to break from tradition, app of the week. So this week's app of the week is called Spaces. And Spaces is actually from Google, another Google product. You must say, I'm probably one of the only Apple fanboys you know that talks so much about Google and Android.
You're almost agnostic.
I am almost agnostic. Hey?
Almost.
But I'm Jewish. How can I be agnostic?
Oh, well.
Is it a new term? Reform, Orthodox, and agnostic. So what Spaces is like, it's actually similar to what you would do on WhatsApp in that you can create a group, but what they refer to as a small user group. And the idea is that you can put your content, whether it's pictures or videos, etc. I think they've definitely built it on Google Photos and Hangout type technology.
Yeah.
So you invite people into your Spaces. It is closed, it's secure, and all those wonderful things. But what's nice about it is that if it's a, and obviously you'd use it probably more for work, but I say obviously, if you were pushing a lot of files, a lot of pictures that needed to be shared in that, it gives you a search function
that's
like
cool.
their photos. And that's where it's different from WhatsApp. So when you're doing collaboration, and you and I talk about collaborating.
It'd be kind of weird
time,
if Google made something that didn't have a search function.
100%. But it's so nice that they keep repurposing it, but making it functional.
So yes.
Like just a Me Too. So I was playing with Spaces, and I said, I like the fact that you could search within it. So
yeah.
Especially when you're going to print on a 32-page document, and you can now share all those pages and then search them.
Is this on the back of their contextually aware stuff? I mean, they had a lot of that coming out of I.O.
You know, if I would say let's put a little stake in the ground now this time next year when we're on the show. Well, hopefully we're still on the show. The
space is still going to be here.
No, but I reckon that the same as how this whole augmented reality is now becoming on board,
yeah.
This whole AI contextual awareness will basically just be part of the phone's
way
of
it.
OS.
Yeah. It'll be so
normal.
Mundane we won't be talking about it.
Correct. So that was the app of the week. I must say that the future is looking good. And what I mean by that, I had the privilege of being invited by Nedbank and Youth Dynamics last week to WITS.
I saw you in a. You were wearing a jacket.
I was
blazer.
Wearing a jacket. Yeah, I wasn't wearing my Uniqlo. It's the first time I think in winter I haven't been wearing my Uniqlo. But I went to speak to the accounts graduate students, and why I say the future's looking good is that. I asked the question, who's going into practice? I mean, they're all going into practice to start with. I'll do their articles. But like, you know, thinking forward, who's going into, who wants to stay in business or
sure.
in the profession? Maybe three people put
yeah.
their hands up. So then the natural consideration was what these guys are going to go into corporate and, you know, become FDs and then CFOs and so on. That wasn't the bulk
yeah.
of it either. Entrepreneurs.
No. Yeah, the millennials are crazy. It's a great space because you never know quite what's going to happen. And the way the headhunting is working as well, they're also looking for paradigm shifting points of view or perspective. So
yeah.
FDs do get hired into creative spaces and creative people go into financial spaces.
We should never ever let an FD in a creative space, and I'm sure everyone knows us will not.
I'd like to meet a creative FD though, like one that can actually get it done.
Well, be careful. Some of us are CEOs around you.
Oh yes, of course. And there's the
and
voice.
And the entrepreneur.
Are you currently a CA?
There we go. Are you currently a CA?
I am.
Yeah. Currently acting CA, or are you entrepreneurial more?
Yeah, no, definitely entrepreneurial.
Oh, there we go. Okay,
it's winning. It's not just millennials; it's everyone.
I mean, that was Pierre's voice. In fact, let me introduce him now. So Pierre van der Hoeven from Tulin Tulu is with us today, and we'll get back to his CA and what he's doing just now. But we both know someone at a certain company that I used to work at who's definitely not going to fit the realms of creative and CA in the same description. And my father's a CA, and he definitely wouldn't fit that description. But I was happy. You know what I mean? Mm. The fact that these guys are thinking not to go and just become, not go and build someone else's dream. They're going to go out there, they're fresh out of college or varsity rather, and they're going to go and build their own dreams. I just thought that was great. So we always talk about VR, Brett, and AR.
Yeah.
I have to say, and I don't actually know if I mentioned it last week because the last 7 days of my life have been a bit of a blur. But if I ever meet the guys from Nintendo, I'm going to kick them in the nuts.
So okay? annoyed.
I'm spending weekends and night times hunting fucking Pokemons.
I've restrained myself from even looking at it, to be honest.
It's not for me, though. That's a scary thing. It's Cade. And like we drive to school, instead of having a nice chat, he's like, ooh, I've got a hairy area or whatever they call it. And he's like flicking balls at it, you know?
I'd hate to have a hairy area.
He's got a hairy area. Well, one day, hopefully, we'll have a hairy area, but not at this age, but he has a hairy area. But
that's awful.
Why I bring that up, though, that along with most other games are built on Unity. Okay, you've worked on Unity game engines. Yeah. I've worked on a lot of them. I don't know if you saw this week, but they raised $181 million in funding. So they've put the company now at a reported $1.5 billion valuation. Mm. So, I mean, besides Pokemon Go, the Gear VR, which is Samsung's headset, that's pretty much 90% Unity-based.
Yeah.
You know, the interaction between the two. So it's, you know, big up to them. These are guys that pretty much gave their tech. You know, all the developers got to use the free version.
So they
raised quite a lot of cash.
That's cool.
And then the VR thing for the week that I want to look at was Planned Parenthood.
What?
So these guys have
put a movie. Who plans Parenthood? I mean, seriously.
People should. Look around. Not here, but look around the country.
There are lots that should, actually.
They basically immerse you into what it would be like.
There should be a blockchain for parent becoming a parent.
Well, this is going to be it.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
So you get put or get immersed into a virtual world of where you now are a parent.
Okay.
And the crying at 2 a.m. and the need to change nappies and all the things that go with it.
If there's anybody out there that wants that job without putting on a goggle or goggles or anything else, just come around to my place, knock on the door, 4 o'clock, be ready.
Oh, I don't miss those days. But seeing we're talking about Nintendo, even though I'm not happy, they can't do any wrong. I mean, their share price went up straight away, as we know. They've got the mayor of Rio begging them to launch Pokemon Go into the Rio, or rather Brazilian app store, before the Olympics, because they know that it's going to help people walk. They want people walking around the streets exploring. But I actually was thinking, I'm so jaded when it comes to this, but I was thinking the reason they want people playing Pokemon Go is to help the pickpockets, keep them even more distracted. You know, like, oh, I got a hairy area, whatever it's called, and bang, my wallet. Next minute, your phone's gone.
Yeah, you really will have a hairy area.
Hey, y'all.
There's a Pikachu in Hillbrow right now.
Well, the nice thing about it is that at least you can show the pickpocket is what phone you've got. Oh, iPhone. Okay, I'll go.
I've already got
one.
That one. Thanks.
But what was very cool is they're relaunching the NES in a mini format, like almost handheld side. So for those of you that don't know NES or are too young to remember NES, that was their main console. They came out with games like Donkey Kong and Ghosts and Goblins. And I know I'm probably mentioning names now that people have never even heard of before. I think Mario pioneered...
Arkanoid.
Arkanoid. But Mario...
The color vision.
Oh.
The full color vision.
I had the black and white on Spectra. So that will come out just in time for Christmas at $59.99 in the US. So just under
$1,000. Some premium nostalgia rates.
Yeah. Well, Atari did the same thing quite successfully a few years back. So that's quite cool. So that's my little Nintendo praise. I have, you know, I like to moan, you know that, but I have to give kudos when it's done. And SAA has had nothing but bad press lately. But 2 days ago, they did their first biofuel flight. So they flew from Joburg to Cape Town on a tobacco-based biofuel.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So they reckon that by 2020, I think they said half their fleet will be flying on this fuel.
Which airline was that?
SAA.
Oh, our
SAA. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's why you look so surprised.
Is that because
SAA.
Aviation fuel was there was a strike or something? They just resorted to burning whatever was closest?
Apparently, it's made in the USA, the fuel. So the tobacco probably comes from up the road. But they've been working on this for a while, and we did our first flight. And I don't know if...
Oh, were you actually on it?
No. I'm not that brave. Okay. I mean, first of all, I wouldn't fly SAA anyway, but... I cost us another sponsor. But I was impressed. I mean, you know, that's some good news for a change. Okay. You know, there's basically a little bit of good going on. And what else did I come across that I thought was quite cool? Staying with transportation. Oh, here we are, Brett. This was for you. Okay. Hyperloop One is in trouble. They've got a lawsuit that's going against them from ex-internals. Their CIO has taken them to court based on spend and where money's been allocated and rights and all the other good things.
Oh, is this the nepotism case? And stuff?
Yeah, okay. But old Musk has been very clear again that he's not directly involved in Hyperloop One, that he has association with Hyperloop. So I know you've been following that project. So yeah,
I
picked
seen
that up.
That's recent.
Yeah, no, I saw this yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
And I think the last little bit of news that I popped on was Vivo. So you know Vivo, the YouTube want to be?
Yes.
Okay, so they basically... Look, Google owns a percentage of Vivo.
I'm sure.
I don't know if people know that, but they do. So they don't talk about YouTube as a threat.
It's all the music videos and everything that comes
through.
But
that's exactly what they've said. So they've now repositioned themselves. Their app's been updated. Their look's been updated. And they're saying, if you're looking for music content, then this is where you need to come to.
Excellent.
You know, so you don't just go and search Google anymore. You actually make Vivo a destination. Now, yeah, there's a lot of people that say that's a bit short-sighted because people will just open Google, but I don't know. I mean, I have a couple of favorite apps or portals that I go to when I'm searching for content. So,
there's always going to be those.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Specific relevant streaming things where people know that I would like a music video right now. Sure, you can go into YouTube and still search through it.
Well, it would, and the fact that they own it, the fact that Google or Alphabet or whoever it is has the share in it, then that kind of makes sense. So as always, I try to be planned and structured.
Yeah, that was a good Vivo intro. Correct.
Which is content, which is bandwidth, which is transmission, which brings us to Pierre. Hello, Pierre, again.
Hi. Still sitting here, very intrigued by your conversation.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes is self-indulgent waffle on our side, and then we eventually get the guests involved.
I did warn them beforehand.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't
we generally
as rude
do a good job.
It's about self-indulgence.
No, but I like it. I get to indulge in you, and you talk some nonsense, and I get to say yes. It was really awesome nonsense.
Should we get a room?
Though. Are we going to? Yes, right. It's because I missed you. See what happens when we're not in the same studio for 2 weeks.
All right, so I tried to introduce Pierre, and then we went self-indulgent again. Pierre, how's it? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Good all right. So I did mention earlier when we started bashing accountants, and I'm going to plead the fifth on that again. I wasn't bashing accountants. So I actually am the son of an accountant, or as my mother would say, the son of a shit. I'm not sure, but Pierre Tulantulu.
Yeah.
You and I have been friends and colleagues for many years, and I think out of all the projects and weird and wonderfuls, this one is really exciting. And, you know, if you've listened to the shows before, I generally don't do intros for people about themselves, because if you don't know what you're doing by now, you shouldn't be sitting here. So, yep, tell us. Tell us about Tulantulu.
Yeah, thank you. So what we do is this previous conversation, a single app for a focused use is what we're trying to create. So we created an app. We got 24 TV channels growing at about 2 or 3 a month. We got 13 radio stations. That's going through a bit of a growth spurt, so we'll probably add another 6 or 7 in the next 2 weeks. So what we try to do is we looked around the world, saw that streaming was taking off, and then looked at Africa, and it wasn't happening. So the question was why. And the answer was quite a simple one. We forget the days when most of Joburg was on edge, and that wasn't long ago.
And that wasn't just the connectivity.
Hold on a second. Yeah. What do you mean we forget the days? I'm still on freaking
You're
edge. You've not been to my house.
It's improved marginally.
Okay, right. So,
And it's, they build a network, congestion, back to edge. Build a network, congestion, back to edge.
And at the same time, everybody's preaching enriched content or rich media content.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, this sounds like a wonderful unicorn on the end of a silver line. Yeah. cloud. Where is this content?
I just want to jump in there before you continue, just for the listeners, just to actually outline what Edge really is, because when we start, when we carry on this conversation, they're going to see how awesome is of what you guys are doing. Edge is basically what you need to make a phone call and send a text. I mean, that's the easiest way I can summarize it. Your phone...
It's the absolute bare minimum of data.
Yeah, it's like... I think it's also known as 2G. Or might be... It's 2G. Yeah. Okay, so I just wanted to put that out there, because then as we progress, people can actually go, wow, that is pretty cool. So yeah, let's carry on with the...
Yeah, I like to talk about highways. So Edge is like a regional single-lane country road. Okay.
That's polite, with potholes.
And then you get the M1, which has got five lanes, and that's no money. That's maybe that's fiver. Let's
okay. Is that fiver? Yeah. Okay.
Well, the M1 fiver. Anyway, I was thinking like those things in America with 9 or 10 lanes.
Yeah, okay. That's fiver. Yeah. So what we wanted to do was to take TV and radio, which everybody uses. Nobody needs to be taught. And so do it on your phone, which at that point was, you crazy. You can't do that on your phone. But we had to solve some tech. So to cut a long story short, we've got the TV, we've got the radio, and we've got technology that you can watch an hour of video for 50 megabytes.
Wow. Okay, that's the impressive part. So I think
so that'll cost that. You, if you go and you buy 2 gigs for 100 rand, it'll cost you about 2 rand for an hour of video.
Sure.
So one of there were two barriers. Well, three really. There were lack of smartphones. We needed the tech, and then the proverbial one that everybody talks about, which is the cost of data.
Mm.
So I think we're 2.5 way through those things. Okay, there's enough phones out there to launch a very successful business. We're talking, the numbers vary, 300 million in Africa. The cost of data is, I think, predominantly a perception thing. Now, when you're paying 2 rand a meg and you're being nailed of out of bundle rates, that's expensive. But if you shop around, you can get 2 gigs for 100 rand.
You can actually get it for less. I mean, there's guys that are selling a gig for like $30 a month now, on a month to month, just by the way.
Yeah, so that could be 20 hours of TV.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Okay, that's an hour a day. If we go to the 20-free Wi-Fi, they get 500 megs. They can watch 10 hours of TV a day. That's more than they should.
A day.
Yeah, please don't be watching that.
So Tswane has 500 megs a day, not for a month, per user.
Yeah, there's a bit of a twist there. You get 125 megs free every day. But if you pay your rates bill, you get 500.
That's quite funny.
That's quite clever. That's, yeah,
we give and we take. It's not free, you're paying. Okay, so, I mean, so... You've hit a couple of points there, and I probably should have outlined that as well. So when we met, smartphones weren't prevalent. I mean, we were still going into smart. People had some tablets. So yours was more WAP or web-based. I mean, it has evolved into an app-type technology now.
No, we started from the beginning.
Was it app?
Always an app. Yeah. We believe in the concept of apps. It makes launching a business difficult and complicated and expensive.
Expensive, yeah.
But once you've got the app, so let's go back a step to the conversation earlier, was a single app with multiple uses. There are how many radio stations, how many TV channels?
Well, there's only one. I mean, there's Cliff Central.
Excluding Cliff Central, okay. And all these media owners think that people are going to load 100 apps on their phone. It's not going to happen. Okay, so the first thing is a relationship with the end user, and the way we wanted to do that was via an app. The other thing about an app is you can add, you can build a relationship, you can do push notifications, you can gather data. So the big massive change was a supercomputer on the other side, and it's a personal supercomputer. So our app's designed, it's my remote, it looks like a remote, it's my favorites, it's personal to me. And it provides a return path from the business side of things, gives you audience analytics, and you can sell. So that's the big change.
So own the platform.
That's it. The strange thing in the beginning of this business is I was trying to convince people that people would watch video on their phones. Mm. And you will not believe I got taken out because of that statement. Watch on that little screen, you crazy. Nobody will watch video on their phones. Well...
We're all nodding. I mean, we've walked these. I think there's actually very deep footprints in those pavements, because I think all three of us have gone down that road.
There's always at the beginning of anything new, there's always that novelty thing that people will be like, I can watch this. Then that if you make it accessible to people, generally people will try to at least look at it. And then it determines the amount of relevance of the content that people are accessing that actually keeps them there. So you can get anybody to watch a piece of video for the first time on their phone, but keeping them there must have been the struggle. So you've got to, with content, I think we all come from a certain amount of content, you've got to keep it fresh.
Sure.
And you've got to keep adding to it and stuff. That must have been, can you tell me more about this? You must have had struggles trying to get that going.
Our biggest challenge was content. Mm. Although for, let's call them digital natives, you know, my kids don't watch TV on TV.
Yeah.
They watch TV on tablets.
Yeah.
When they want to, what they want
only. Okay. They don't want to sit with us. It's so uncool. So we started with 10 TV channels. As I say, we now got 24. Some of those are brands. About 12 of those we started ourselves. All of them are African content. We don't have one Hollywood feature film on any of our 24 channels.
Is that because of a licensing issue and the cost of that, or is that just because you are focused and dedicated to Africa? I mean, what's
the... Yeah, it's 100% the latter.
Okay.
We will get some movies, but we'd go for particular genres like action movies. We'll go for some Bollywood movies, not because you can buy them, but because we know our audience likes those.
Yeah.
The other amazing thing is, and I'm sure you're going to smile when I tell you this, when I started, everybody said to me, it's got to be between 5 and 7 minutes long. Nobody will ever watch long-form content on a smartphone or a tablet.
We're sitting here smiling and nodding. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I think we still give that advice sometimes to
I was going to say, I'm probably going down to 2 to 4 minutes because,
ADD is a real thing.
Yeah. Look, a squirrel.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
But then I'll amaze you all. You know what the most popular channel on our entire platform out of the 24 TV channels?
The news channel.
No.
Nope. Have you got infomercials on here?
No. Not yet. Cool. They're coming.
Cool. Sport.
No.
I give up. Sport.
The feature film channel.
Feature films.
Literally, people are just watching feature films.
So guys is prepared to watch for an hour 40
feature
or whatever.
Feature films is the most popular channel. We bought some Hollywood movies.
You should get some optometrists to start up doing it. Watching a feature film for that long on my phone.
We created a channel called Nolly for You, and it runs Nollywood features.
Yeah,
and it's the most popular channel. The second one.
That's the Nigerian Bollywood, basically. It's Nollywood.
The second most popular, to vindicate you a little bit, is Al Jazeera, which is a brand, and news. We just launched our own news channel, actually, called T News for You, together with Reuters. That's a
good cred behind it as well.
Well, it's great content. It only exists on our platform, so it's unique. And we got some very interesting plans to do some local content in. You guys interested in doing a tech show on TV?
Hey, why not?
Was it for a shameless punter on air? We're supposed to say no, yes, hell yeah.
So he's more of an entrepreneur than he is a CA. He's already just answered it there.
But you know what it is, B2? He sat here for 27 minutes looking at how we don't have faces for radio and that we
Speak for yourself, dude.
For TV. I was giving you a compliment. I was speaking for myself.
Shut. A question we probably should have asked earlier on is, what the heck does Tulintulu mean?
It means stream in Zulu.
Stream, like as in a babbling brook.
You got me touched.
A babbling brook.
Okay.
Stream.
In Tulintulu.
Okay.
Which one of the 11 languages is that? It's not English, or it's not Zulu. Okay.
Stream. That's stream. Clever.
It's not a very commonly used word, but it definitely is.
Well, it's good for you guys if you're going to get patents and streams. The domain was available, so...
I think it's everything about it's interesting.
It's nice.
You struggle the first time, but once you get it, you won't forget it. And it's interesting. It's got very few letters. It's got a lot of views.
Yeah. You know, it's actually quite interesting because we were having a chat the other night about how to name companies like Uber, Google, and so on. So they're all these short syllable words.
They all have a
meaning. Tulu is what? 5.
Yeah.
What do you call those things? Not syllables, consonants.
Yeah, syllables.
I don't know, syllables, whatever it is.
It's beyond me.
Years since I was in school. But, I mean, from the first time I heard Tulintulu, it did resonate with me. In fact, I think I Googled it to see what it meant, which is obviously, you know, it comes up that you rank first page of everything on the searches, which is nice. But
it's Tulu squared, like B squared. It's Tulu with an N and then Tulu again.
I thought it was actually Tulu, like Tula, like the Lesotho for quiet. But no, that's just what
That wouldn't work so well in the marketing. I see that you're a chartered marketing as well.
Yeah.
So once you'd finished all these studies and all the charteds, you eventually got some time to put some Tulu and Tulu together?
No, I've been doing the media entrepreneur thing my whole life. I started YFM, I started ETV, I started something called Three Blind Mice, which people have probably
That's where we met. So Three Blind Mice was all the screens at that was at airports.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
I remember that. That's where you, that's how long ago you and I met.
First Three Blind Mice in the world to do
TBM.
Because a lot
of you abbreviated it. That's right.
Because a lot of our guests, we have startups.
Yeah.
And a lot of the sort of idea is that, oh, cool, I'm fresh out of varsity, or I've dropped out of varsity because I got a great idea and I want to pursue it. But there are still good ideas coming from great experience.
Come on, say it.
We're
on radio, not TV.
Old people.
This is an old guy.
Experience. Okay. I was going to use the word experience, but okay. You're not quite the Silver Surfer that my dad is as well.
You know. Also, the reason why I wanted to get Pierre in here today, besides to make us a job offer on air, we'll write our figures down on a piece of paper just now. And actually, before I even continue, if anyone wants to call in, it's 0861-555-189, or get us on Twitter, Facebook, WeChat. Maybe send us a message through the Tulu and Tulu and
hashtag Futurology.
There we go. So, what also, and I think we need to give kudos here as well, is this tech was developed here. I remember when you first came to see me about Tulu and Tulu. This was CSIR, if I'm not mistaken. You guys?
It was CSIR tech, which was pretty revolutionary at the time and got us going down this road. We no longer use that tech.
Okay.
Because, lots moved on from,
compression technology. There's enough crowdsourced up there as well.
Yeah, we've still got something that's pretty unique, but it's a fast-moving environment. You know, to get video to work adaptively on an edge network was a massive tech challenge. It's slightly less of a challenge now.
When you started Tulu and Tulu, the project, because I'm assuming, how many years ago was that when you started?
Personally, or when we launched?
When you had the idea of Tulu and Tulu.
Yeah, that's about 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
So when you started that journey, did you think that we would be in this sort of content-rich streaming space that we were in? Had you sort of predicted that that's where we were going? This is a Futurology show, so.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It was a fundamental belief. I mean, if I had to have listened to all the people that told me...
All the naysayers.
It's got to be short content. You can't watch on TV, on phones. Smartphones are for the rich only. Data's 3 rand a meg. There were a million reasons not to do it. But to me, the writing was clear. A previous business was a TV channel I had in the UK. And the whole thinking around that was to use video on YouTube to get travel bookings.
Oh, okay.
So there was a time when I was running around telling people about YouTube and they were like, what's that?
Oh, okay.
So that was the beginning. As you guys would know, once you're in the space, you have to study every day.
Yeah.
And after a year, you start understanding what you're talking about. And after 5 years, you've got a pretty good inkling of what's coming next.
Yes. So
there's hope for you, Brett.
Yes, thank you.
One more year.
I'll just stick it out.
Yeah, so it's been a bit of that journey. It's absolutely clear to me that people in Africa, more than any other continent, need TV and radio on their phones.
Yeah.
Just electricity and a device with a battery just screams.
Well, I was going to say, take the load shedding of last year. I must say, I digress, never. But there actually hasn't been load shedding. They promised us there wasn't.
Because there's municipal elections coming up in a few weeks.
Ah, you see.
Wait.
But
wait until the 4th of August.
Let's go back to last year. That was the most frustrating thing. If you asked any South African, it wasn't the fact that they couldn't get a hot shower or they couldn't cook their food or whatever. In fact, it was quite exciting for the kids. They can get takeaway every night. But you couldn't watch anything. So you actually were forced to the second screen or the small screen.
Yeah.
I spoke about it a little while ago, and I'm pleased to say I haven't changed. I have no DSTV. I use Hulu and Netflix, and
Cody,
thanks to my esteemed colleague here, and all the other different streaming services that are available. And
Tulu and Tulu on your phone as well.
I do have it, but I've had it for ages.
There's one very, very big difference with us is everybody's assumed now it's got to be a pay model.
Yeah,
we've gone.
It's tremendous.
The old model. It's free to download, free to watch. If you're on Wi-Fi and if you're connected to a mobile network, then it's the most perfect pay-per-view. So I can watch for 10 seconds and pay 2 cents, or I can watch for 1 hour and pay 2 rand.
Yeah.
So we've gone with a free model. Not the pay model. I don't think Africa's ready for the pay model. And again, that was an interesting response from the market, because everybody wanted to be Netflix, and our gorilla in the room was DStv, and mm-hmm. they were successful. So it was the obvious model. We just went left field.
And that was definitely the entrepreneur in you speaking, not the CA.
I was about to say, you must have killed
Let's start a feasibility study on a free model thing. Give it all away.
No,
but advertising?
The most amazing thing about that model is it's the oldest model in the book.
Create the demand.
It's called free-to-air TV. SABC's been running on that. ETV's been running on that. Most of the initial broadcasters worldwide ran on a free-to-air advertising-funded model. There's just one huge nuance. We know who you are, and there's a supercomputer on the other side, so you can transact. So that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah. So are you allowed to take us through that journey? I mean, that's
I'll give you an example. We're going to launch a travel and tourism channel where you link the content to the click-through. So we all understand banners. Yeah. It's a button, go to a website. And we all understand TV, but seldom has it come together on one screen. So we've got a screen where you can tweet and interact with each other. So it's a second screen on the same screen. And then we've also, if you want to look live now, go to the Very Mark channel. You can watch content, and you hit a button, you go buy the content.
Wow.
So that's when things...
Did you guys run the payment gateway on that as well?
No, we don't try and control everything. We partner with people in content. We
So collaboration is big to get this thing going.
Exactly. It's the only way to work. I believe you've got to work with partners or experts in their field. This is a hugely complicated business. So you click through. So when we run travel content, for example, we could run a little video clip on a hotel.
Yeah.
And then below the banner flashes, book now, book now. You hit the button, you go straight there. And we think that's the next big
thing. Is it location aware?
I agree 100%.
Not yet. It's literally just by preference.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I see that you've got a high and a low bandwidth control.
Yeah, that was the key thing about customer experience. You'll see most of our channels are called For You.
Yes.
But the key thing about that is there are certain people who would like good quality pictures, and there are certain people who
just
want
the info.
Well, that are price sensitive.
Ah.
So if you connect it to Wi-Fi, it automatically connects to the stream, which is great quality.
Mm-hmm.
If you connect it on mobile, it all automatically connects to the low bandwidth stream, which pixelates, but it saves people money. And then if you want to switch, you just hit the high or the low button. So we put the power of how much you want to spend in the end user's hands via the H and L button.
That's excellent. Now, obviously, Futurology, and it's only a matter of time before we ask you the question. Where do you see this growing in the next 5 years?
20, 30 million downloads, 3 or 4 million monthly active users, the biggest Pan-African advertising platform.
Excellent.
Yeah, we've got 200 channels, 400 radio stations. Yeah, we got
in the pipeline.
Well, that's the ambition. That's where we want to
go. Awesome.
You know, we've already got 450,000 people who've downloaded our app, and that's off a startup budget. We're not in the garage. We're above the garage.
Yep.
We still work from my house with load shedding and an ADSL line. We just got fiber.
Yeah. There we go.
Hashtag winning.
Did you see that face? That's how you tell that a South African just got fiber. They get this, like, orgasmic look on their face. It's like it finally happened. You know, iConnect is one of our show sponsors, and the CEO of the company doesn't live in a fiber hood. This is a man who could put the fastest, freest, unshaped, uncapped servers into his
selfless,
home.
Man. He's selfless. Go, Calvin. Everybody first.
And I know it busts his balls, believe me. But I want to go back to that Very Mark thing, because Brett just pulled it up on the screen. I saw in the bar now that, I mean, that's something that even terrestrial, I'm going to call it terrestrial TV, traditional TV, they haven't even got that right.
No.
I mean, let's be honest. You get like, call now, or what? There's a call to action because you've got to leave a dumb screen. I can't think of a better word. When you click the buy now, I mean, I didn't do it, and I don't know if you did. Does that take you to your portal, or is it an affiliate handshake that goes to them?
To the client portal, so we can sell that.
All right, so basically it's a handshake that goes across.
There's another classic example I was working on today. It's a religious channel, and it's got a donate now button.
Okay.
They go immediately to a payment portal, and you fill in your credit card details, bank details, click a button, and you've given money straight to the church. That's another application. So there are hundreds of these applications. It is a quantum leap. I'm very excited
but
about that.
But I can see that. But I mean, is it not in your interest to control the payment portal? Yeah. As opposed to just doing the handshake to a Verimark or to a donate?
No, the payment portal was the example where we do.
Okay.
It's we control all aspects of
it. I think we definitely need to...
Do an offline.
Yeah, I know, but I think if the boys from Zappa are listening as well, I mean, that's also... I don't know if you've met the guys from Zappa and the integration they have, but that's like where this all becomes perfect and gives you that full circle.
Check it out. Futurology show, not just an entertaining show. We're also collaborators and connectors of the world of tech.
But this is what it's all about. It is. It's the only time that... I mean... Hopefully after this show, someone will reach out to you and say, you know what, I was listening to the show, I've got this content idea, and now all of a sudden there's a platform for it. Because when we were off air, when we were waiting to come on, we were talking about terrestrial radio, not necessarily TV. There's no more bandwidth, or there's no more frequency, or there is, but you need a license. And when you need a license, you need to play with the big boys. And the barriers to entry to someone who's got a good idea, and I don't think this is a South African thing, I think it's global, it's a problem. So when you take a portal like this or a station like ours or whatever, you can actually do what you want. You know, you can actually make things happen and quickly.
We've removed the barrier to starting your own TV channel. And in fact, when we get a bit further down the line, we'll handle distribution and monetization. So we'll handle all the sales
aspects.
There's
the CA, Brett. You were wondering where he was.
And then we partner with content experts. And by the way, that's our model. We've got our own TV channels because we had to create content. Mm. But our preferred model is we do distribution and monetization, and we partner with experts in their field. We can't be experts. And what I don't want to do is have a 27-story building with commissioning editors. That's exactly what we're not going to do.
With a little bridge that goes across the road.
Yeah, somewhere. And
start regulating how many percentage of where things come from and who watches what, because we all know.
The other thing, it's pan-African. So we're targeting, it's IP. So one of our target markets is the diaspora all over the world.
Yeah.
Anybody interested in African content, download the app for free wherever you live.
That's what I like about these type of things. I mean, even our show. If you know, we've got family that live all over the world. We've got friends that live all over the world. I'm always running around somewhere, you know. If I've got something that I want to watch or listen to or view. I mean, even yesterday for the golf, okay, I told you I don't have DSTV, but I used the BBC player and I went online and I watched it. So I streamed it. I had a good enough... Actually, I didn't have a good enough connection. How's this? I thought I had a good connection at home. But I was getting like that little wheel of death every now and then, that little buffering. And you don't get a choice with iPlayer. I mean, they just assume you're in the UK and you, you know. And a little message popped up. It said, you don't seem to be meeting our minimum requirement of 1,000 and something kilobits per second. I was like, no shit, you know. But this is where we're going. So when you
have you got fiber?
I do. I eat it regularly, every morning.
Opposite experience. The first African team ever to race in a 24-hour race was yesterday, and it's not available yet. So I scratched around, found the stream, Chromecasted from my phone onto the big screen, and watched the whole thing. It's amazing.
But that's what's so cool. So like, and that was something I actually wanted to get to when you were saying people won't look at the small screen. It's just the tool. I mean, you can Chromecast. In fact, most smart TVs have, what's it, DLNA or UPnP built in. Yep. So I've even seen that with an iPhone and a Samsung TV. Mm. The two talk together. You just push a button, it says share to Samsung TV, and you go yes, and bang, it's there. Yep. You don't even need the Chromecast.
Yep. Exactly. That's another reason.
This is just a remote control. You know,
we launched app and mobile only.
Do you have your app in the... let me try that again. I know you have your app in the App Store. Is it on Apple TV, though, that you can actually download it?
No, not yet. We're just in the Apple...
Normal Apple App Store
and the Google...
But, I mean, Roku must be a venue for you as well.
There's huge potential. Mm. It's
blowing up at the moment.
You know, it was a question of focus. Content, mobile, Africa. Mary Meeker spoke about, you know, the big internet report from Sequoia. There were three things. It's mobile, the revolution we're all living through that most people don't really understand yet. Video is the next revolution where everything will be around video. And the third one is the developing world where all the big guys are realizing the area of growth is the developing world. So if we can get we sit in all three, if we can get a foothold there, then I think Mark's going to be phoning me one day.
Yeah,
I wish.
How many zeros at the end of that one? Yeah. Well, you know, you've taken 5 years.
Just make sure you get it into your Panama account before it gets questioned. one thing with all the content, I mean, it's great to see all these contents made available to everybody, but what do you, how do you guys tackle the rights issues around these
things? Well, we buy and we license.
So you buy and you license outright for the for Africa?
Yeah. There's also an amazing amount of content that needs distribution.
Yes.
Okay, so...
just waiting, just hoping.
Yeah. So we come to Cliff Central and say, you don't pay us, we don't pay you, we'll distribute your stuff. They go, why not?
That sounds like a great idea.
There's a lot of collaboration and content that needs us, not money.
Yeah.
So we perform a distribution function for... We're going heavily into education. We already got 4 education channels.
Okay. I was about to say, for Africa, that makes sense. Is that you can actually put classrooms in people's hands, no matter where they are.
Yeah.
Especially when you take our people queue for hours just to actually get somewhere. So, I mean, they could send to a whole course.
So if you want to learn how to do Windows, we've got a channel called VTC. It's virtual.
What's Windows?
I don't know.
Other computer thing. Yeah. Right.
Isn't that the thing that opens when a door closes?
You want design skills? Watch VTC. Nice. Early childhood development. If you're a teacher in Africa, watch Brain Boosters. SABC Education's on our platform. SABC Children's on our platform.
Now, if you buy the content, I think I might have answered my own question. You know, normally per decoder is a license and the studios negotiate accordingly. If you've got someone download, let's say a teacher, so a teacher's got a smartphone in her hand, she brings up one of your channels, she Chromecasts it to a TV, 30 kids get to watch it. That messes with your numbers in the sense that you don't know there's actually 31 people watching.
That's fantastic.
No, I knew that would be your answer from the social side of it and the good side of it. But what I'm saying is that, how does it work from a licensing point of view and maybe even a metrics or numbers point of view?
Yeah, we don't license on a per subscriber basis.
Okay.
Because we are advertising funded model, so we pay a license fee or we pay a share revenue.
Okay.
It's never on a per subscriber.
We're
going
with the production.
To video on demand, and in fact the opposite's true. So now we say to that teacher, go into an area of free Wi-Fi, download the video, or the ebook.
By the way,
we don't like the word video on demand because it could be books on demand, could be other forms of material. Take it back, show it 20 times to your children, and when you come back, because it's in an app, we get the analytics. So then you get the numbers. It's all a numbers game, as you know.
Yeah. We like to think that content is just the hook to begin the process of engagement. If you get people looking, you can actually start informing them about stuff.
I agree.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm trying to think of my own lifestyle. I don't watch TV. I'm always looking on the screen. In fact, when I was looking for the app of the week, I came across an app called LookUp. Now, LookUp to me straight away thought like you can look up a business or, you know, pick up someone or something like that. It's actually been designed for people that live in urban cities to remind them to look up when they're approaching an intersection. So people are walking with their heads glued. I'm not talking about just Pokemon even. Okay, that's probably why it appeared, because I had a Pokemon search going. But they're actually telling people to look up from their screens so they don't step off the pavement and get smashed by a car. You know,
what is that? Common sense isn't that common.
No, not at all. But it's just the world that we're in. You know, you go to a restaurant. I mean, families, what do? We give our kids tablets and we say, here. I mean, that's where DSTV Now. Yeah, DSTV Now.
Yeah.
Their app is perfect for that environment. It's not perfect for family building and socializing. But you go to a restaurant, there's the 2 kids. You know, you take a normal family, mother, father.
I prefer
father.
To say Tulantulu is perfect for that.
Tulantulu is perfect for that.
But you just put Tulantulu, it's free. You call up SABC Children and your kid is really happy.
You see, but what they're doing is they're helping you open that door. Because the bottom line is that they are hungry to sit there and escape from whatever's going on. I watch couples at restaurants. Like, you know, you're supposed to be there together having a romantic supper and they're both sitting there on their phones.
Yeah.
Everyone's just glued to that
I have had to go to a table like adjacent to us once and ask them just if they could turn the kids' cartoons down. Like, we went for like date night in this like romantic, really expensive French restaurant. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, listen to the real version of the Pokemon happening on the side. I'm like, okay, dude, some kid crawling under your table.
But now, that was something I wanted to ask you as well. If it's app-based and you're putting this kind of data, and we're using the restaurants, and that's what I was trying to get to as well, there's got to be location-based option. I think you picked up on that earlier with regards to location and relevance. Mm. Is that something that...
The options are endless.
Yeah.
Location's got to come.
But what I'm saying is, way I'm feeling that TV, and I'm going to use all forms of TV, is really missing at the moment, okay, is that we know it's personalized. You own a company that's all about personalization. If you take your any VODs, your Netflix, it's personal. It's what I'm watching, and then based on what you watch, we recommend this. When is the screen going to start becoming intelligent and saying, hold on a second, we know where you're sitting. You're watching the Very Mark channel at the moment, that advert's on. Get this now, there, because Very Mark's two steps down. Yeah, when does that come? That's look, the kind of shit that excites me.
This is software we're planning and we're going to build. But already, when you're sitting in that restaurant and it's delivering banner ads via Google AdWords, they're specific to you.
100%, but they're not specific to the content that I'm watching.
The Russian Wives advert.
100%. That's because I watch Russian TV, not because of it, any other illicit things. Oh, is that for a quick comeback? But moving on. But
yeah, we will get to.
I want the screen to start talking to me based on my content.
You want to ask and profile and not abuse that privilege. But eventually, when we do strategy, I almost say don't use the word advertising. It's got to be contextual, relevant messaging. Mm-hmm.
You use that all the time.
And if you keep going down that road and perfect the software, there's nothing that cannot be built. The opportunities of going ahead of that are phenomenal, and I think the users would love them. Especially in Africa, we've got a young population.
Yeah,
correct.
And they're very open to advertising. They don't have huge issues with privacy.
Now, that brings me to my next point. Have you got the other direction integration? In other words, tweeting, chatting.
Yeah, on the same screen.
Okay, because that's already half the battle.
Yeah, if you keep your phone in the portrait position, you watch TV in the top half.
Right.
And you've got a Twitter feed in the bottom half. Now, it's deliberately Twitter, which means you can interact with a channel, but more importantly, you can interact with other people.
Live. Immediate, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
A lot of people don't have a second screen. It's quite a patronizing thing to say second screen because for many people, the smartphone is the ultimate screen. You aspire to own a smartphone. In fact, there is a little bit of dipstick research we've done is in many of the poorer areas, the parents slave to buy a smartphone. And who gets a smartphone?
The kid, that's
the kids.
Cool. Yeah. I can
because
believe
it delivers education. So it's assuming you don't have electricity, it can work for you and me in our environments, but it can also work if you don't have electricity, you've got a battery, and you don't have a second screen, this is your primary screen.
It's actually quite interesting. It's humbling if you think about it. We're on Mandela Day, and I mean, we can actually look at a much bigger picture of South Africa and Africa. But we take it for granted. I mean, Brett and I have sat here and gone, we're on like the fifth screen now. You know, we've got the watch, the tablet, the laptop, the TV, the phone. But as you say, there's households and there's definitely more have-nots than there are haves. So the fact that you can integrate all of that into one screen, and that probably also would make sense as to why you see so many people with like 7 or 8 inches as phones as well. Mm. You often see people
walking around. Exactly, those phablets. Exactly. Yeah.
Correct. So it's that whole unit. It makes the calls, but it serves the content. It does the entertainment and connects them to the world.
So you guys are going to need a Tillin Tudu branded portable battery just now to make sure that they...
No, portable device made in South Africa.
Are you actually making? Oh, really?
Now, that's for the next discussion.
All right. Well, be sure to come around and tell us all about that one.
The other thing, sorry to harbor
the second point, but this thing about the first screen and the second screen, I think it's the wrong way around.
Oh, no, we do as well.
I think the first screen in Africa is a phone.
Yeah. No, what's the thing I said? The biggest screen in the house doesn't necessarily demand the most attention.
No, but hold on a second. Exactly. It was ready 2 years ago. Yeah. You can.
Yeah.
They announced that the first screen is now the mobile phone.
Yep.
I mean, it was much to the disgust of all the TV guys, and who cares? But you're 100% right. And as Brett says, the small screen is actually the biggest screen because it demands our attention. It rings, we run. You know.
And if you don't want to interact, you just turn the phone sideways.
Yeah.
It fills the landscape picture. And the buy now button, which is that click-through button, stays in the corner.
I saw it was floated.
I know. Yeah. We're trying to work. There's some very interesting things because if you've got multiple advertisers, what do you? So we
where
trying
do you
to,
put it?
But we want that click thing.
But it's always
there.
Like the you know. Yeah. I'm sorry to go back to him, but like whether it's SABC or SuperSport, you know, they always have their logos.
Mm.
And it's also where to actually put that freaking thing. So many times, there's been text or something in the content or like a score. You know, you're watching a rugby match or whatever, and it's like. Sharks 100,
and the lower
Lions
third pops up.
You don't know what it is because there's a logo over there. It drives me. The Oscars are the worst at that. That stupid little gold statue comes spinning out and you can't see what the guy's saying. But that's really exciting. Cool. And I don't know. I mean, I haven't been on that for a while. I'll be honest. Is there an opportunity for me to actually chat with dedicated people on the app, or is it just a Twitter feed?
It's more of a shout thing.
No, we haven't built a... We're talking about that, but we need to focus on getting content as free as possible to the end user. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're more focused on getting data packages, trying to get it free to the end user. And it's got to be relevant content. So we need to go from 24 channels to 200 channels, and then we'll start, and then we got to monetize. So
have you teamed up with any of the telcos, MVNOs?
We're talking to a whole lot of them. Yeah. It's for years, they kind of laughed at us. You know, they all thought they could do it themselves. I said, well
they can do it with one channel.
your last two attempts at doing content or TV were failures. No, we'll get it right this time.
I know where he's going with that one.
Well, we're getting...
They are talking to us.
That's good, though. Yes. Proof is always in the pudding. It's always nice to be able to say...
You see, what they're interested in is couponing.
Yes.
And delivering value to clients via mobile devices, but you've got to attract them.
Yeah.
You see, people have built these fantastic interactive systems, but if they come... If you build it, they will come.
Not really. and the banking industry as well. I'm sure the banks are always trying to get to the unbanked, and this seems like a good way to get there.
Yeah, mobile money is a huge issue, and there's a lot of conversations to have with that sector about education.
Yes,
you see, people need to be taught how to do these things. It's a trust issue.
Yeah,
and there's no limit on channels. You can do 11 languages. So we do corporate channels where they can take a whole 24/7 channel.
Fantastic. Just out of, I'm always interested in the futurology side of it. I mean, it's a perfect show for Brett and I to be on as well. But the idea that some people try to plan their future. You go to varsity and you do the thing. I'm going to study this and become that. It's very much not the case anymore. And coming from your perspective, you've gone through a great career getting to this point. Would you have identified Tulu Tulu now where you are now, back when you started your career path, or has it something that you've taken your hands and you've molded this?
No, I think we all get molded by society and the time we live in. So I've always had an intriguing need to not have a boss.
Oh, you're not married.
You got my vote there as well. That's great.
No, it's technology. I think where Tulu Tulu is going to end up, I have no idea. I know it's going to end up beyond my realm of being able to even think it now. Yeah. But if you do understand mobile connected device, computer on the other side, let it go. So that's what intrigues me. That's why I keep doing these entrepreneurial things.
So any advice to young entrepreneurs and even not young entrepreneurs out there?
Yeah, go for it. It's not easy. It's a nightmare, you know. Sometimes I think, why? But it's been an amazing journey for me, and it's about not giving up and chasing your dreams.
It's fantastic. Excellent.
So we're at the top of the hour, and it's now time for me to throw the thought of the day.
Did you see what I was trying to do, though? I was trying to get Pierre roped in to give me the thought of the day.
I saw it.
Yeah, that's good.
Now you have to show that you actually were listening.
Yeah. No, the content is always critical or key in what we do in the digital space. If things aren't worth sharing, or the experience isn't worth sharing, then people will very seldom not share it. And things like Tulu Tulu help people get access to this type of content where they're actually able to share education, share news, share political views, which is really paramount in the sort of global area that we find ourselves. So all power to entrepreneurs like yourself where you're able to put a platform together that not only benefits yourselves as a business model, but actually provides a great service to your end users. And I think more of that type of thinking is really going to start changing the sort of landscape in front of us for the next decades to come. So not much of a thought, more of a sort of penny dropper. Let's try and see where it ends up. But a
feel-good moment.
Yeah, it is cool. I think I encourage anybody to go and take a look at Tulu Tulu. Just download it and check it out. And I'd love to hear what happens in the future at Tulu Tulu.
Yeah, well, for me, I'm just happy to see that you're still here and growing. You know, that's, as you said, the naysayers of the early days versus now... After a couple of failed attempts, they're contacting you. So that's fantastic.
And that sort of Western world thinking of if you're not in Silicon Valley, you're not going to make it. This is great that there's an African case study that's actually come out of Africa and it's going to generate for Africa, which is great. So Yeah. Great cool. to have you on the show, Pierre.
Great.
So
nice to meet you.
We can go to tulintulu.com or .co.za? .com.
.com.
All right. So yeah. tulintulu.com for more. Download the app there. The links will be there. Pierre, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Pierre. Thank you, Pierre.
And that wasn't reverb. Until next time, keep your screens clean and your knobs shiny.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.